It's exactly, just hold on. It's exactly 9 o'clock. And welcome back to the Thought and Digest Show. I'm your host, Benedicta, and I hope you're having a beautiful, beautiful Sunday evening. Wherever you're finding yourself, I will be here with you up until 12 o'clock, having a very, very beautiful conversation tonight. But before we get into that, I gave you my weekly updates last night, right? But I was now here on air trying to think of a lot of things because I'm like, but a week is too long and I know a lot really happens in a week. And I have millions and millions of conversations in a week. And I just forgot. And this is literally just a conversation I was having with myself the other day. We were talking about it. I once had a topic about it where I was talking about, you know, like toxic work environments and stuff like that. I literally made a topic about it, came on air and spoke about it for 3 hours. We're literally just trying to look at the causes. What could we possibly do to stop all this thing from happening? And I had a conversation with a friend the other day. Not really a conversation. He texted me and he's like, I'm praying so hard to get another job. I'm like, but, well, Gwan, like, what's happening there? You don't like your job? He's like, yeah, I really do like it, but the place is just toxic. And I was now just, you know, like, if there is one thing, I can talk to myself for hours whenever I get a chance to. You know, so I was just busy meditating. I love going, you know, like, because at the place I was staying, because I relocated, it's kind of like, it's a place in Ongwediva, but I loved it because it's that side of Matando where it's just way too green. And, you know, like, I always like going out, like, around 6 there to, you know, like, just get some fresh enyana and stuff like that. And trust me, I'll have a conversation with myself. So I just trying to look at this whole thing and I'm like, but what, you know, what are the causes as to why people are doing things like this? You know, and I can remember, I think prior to the conversation that I had with myself, there's somebody that was telling me a story about how she's being emotionally abused at work, you know, and I'm like, one thing, I even told you guys the other day that when I'm being a manager, when I'm being a supervisor does not make you, you know, the most important person in the company. Stop thinking that that's your father's company. Because you guys, you know, like tend to, you know, you tend to forget. And the problem with black people, they like impressing in wrong ways. Wariko kufura bosa kujangwe mboyoto vurumani bafo honingi nea keshoka ima nduva ninge puko, even the normal mistakes, eh? And I'm like, but what can we then do to, you know, like stop all these things from happening? Because mind you, we're already struggling, we're trying to look for jobs and stuff like that, right? And then you get a job, you know, and then now it's just messing up your sanity. And also mental health is very important. I'm like, if your sanity is not well taken care of, you can't be productive. And I think also to the bosses out there, one thing that they really, really need to, you know, like also do before now appointing that supervisor, before appointing that manager and stuff, ne? Nango ukarita hoturapo mindangirarira dziripoda dzakwata miti kuti ngai kungai ihandi andiropote riporopo, like normal mistakes where you know you can also spill water on something like the next day or one day, you know. But it's all these little normal mistakes that anybody can do. Mara shamike yange ngohandira ndihane moka coffee shopper, you know, ukasindoki denga pevi. I'm not also promoting that. I'm like, you know, if you're working there in a coffee shop, you should be extra vigilant to, you know, like, make sure that such things are not happening, right? But also, I'm just like, it's normal. What you can do as a manager is to not run to the boss and be like, aye, nguyo hakari kachusi, ndao wirepev. You know, being a manager is, it's, be a lead. You know, and it's how you guys are just being, you are being unnecessary sometimes. And I can remember it's also reminding me of a trip I once went to with my friends in Kedmans, ne? And we went to go have breakfast, down the road there. We went to have breakfast. I'm not discriminating, but I mean, yeah, you know, it's those ones. So now we're in a coffee shop. We went to have breakfast there. And my friends are very loud. You know, so we are there. We're trying to eat. By the way, she's quite a two-serving. She's a good person. She was kind to us at least, you know, so my friends wanted to tip her and we're just like literally trying to, you know, like just tease her around and just laugh with her. Open and a woman gonna be her supervisor and then go to get it for humbata mbera. Opo kuete kuchanua share mea tie or sanua, we are gossiping about her. I'm like, but what problems are you guys having not wanting to heal from man? Because what issues do you guys have? Like, you guys need to heal. And it's those things. And it's something that I even wanted to pause the other day. Né? Sometimes people tend to be way too unnecessary. You know, even just the little thing, I'm trying to correct you. It's A, B, C, and D. Oh, you're not supposed to be like that. But it's just the way you come, like, what problems are you guys having that you don't want to deal with? You don't want to heal from? You know, sometimes something just, sometimes I'm like literally just trying to, you know, like communicate with you and have a conversation with you or tell you something, but it's a way you just want to, you know, like make it a bigger and a major thing. And, it's mostly in short people. I was having a conversation with, my aunt today, ne? We're driving around and she said that, you know, short people have got that defensive, that, you know, their defense mechanism, you know, is ostrei and trying to just be unnecessary. And even with the little things, they just want, you know, beroku or defense mechanism anjia, shashom shupi hemchona, okuvitenga kuchae, hitavuro kupangera, kuchanga ito ninginjenga noka, shupi and whatnot. But sometimes it's not even about that, like literally I'm just trying to correct you that it's not A but it's B, but it's the way you come off as if I'm not trying to fight you, girl. So I think we really need to relax sometimes, and if you don't have anything to say, instead of being defensive, because it makes you weak, you know, stop being defensive and trying to be the right and correct person every time. It's not nice. And these are the very same people that are really causing so much toxicity at work, in work environments, you know, like we've got people that, are really dealing with it. I just saw a video on TikTok right now of a person saying that now I have to prepare for another day. I just knocked off right now. It's 5 o'clock, but I have to prepare now another morning of going back to the same toxic workplace. You know, mind you, sometimes some people are even working Mondays to Fridays, and mind you, these are people working 8 hours on their feet in this toxic work environment. You like literally spend few hours at home in your own space, and now you tend to wake up every morning, eh? And face the very same toxic people that you, like, why can't we just be so loving in workplaces and not think or traffic up and stuff? Shasho kampani njono sobiso kapenike wunga pamba wume, kapenike wunga pamba, mweneko kampani and anything aka, but it's just the way you guys are always just trying to, you know, like, impress the boss unnecessarily. You know, it's not nice. It's not nice, but now just think about it. Now to the toxic colleagues out there, think about if we just could work together as a team. As a team, like just imagine how beautiful that will be. You know, now I'm talking about toxic work environments there. I mean, my workplace is not toxic, right? Because the good thing about radio, you've got your slot, you come, you work, you go back to your house. You know, it's not an office where we are sitting and I'm now seated with the toxic colleagues and I have to face these people for 7 hours of my day. Like, I don't know, but I feel for you guys, eh? I feel for you guys and I like, truly, truly understand what you guys are going through. But what we can do, I think the boss really plays a major role when it comes to that. I need you guys, I need the bosses of the companies, you know, to really be extra vigilant when it comes to appointing bosses, I mean, managers and supervisors. You know, that the trap we continue to get and jacuja, may brunga and go around a manager and a supervisor is because I can see, you know, that you are a leader. Eh? show me your leadership. Like, show me that you can do this. You get what I'm saying? You know, it's not you being, ngai no honge no andi tura po mangu jako mbero anji na andi kumona te oropa tere wini maya ferega. You know, you deal with your people and that's why I appointed you. I mean, come on now. You know, only if we could do that and just leave the whole ego and pride of thinking that we are the real ish when we are appointed and stuff like that. Please don't be that person. Don't be the manager that every other worker does not like. Be a good and cool manager. Be a leader, most importantly. But I mean, yeah, man, that's just what I wanted to talk about. It's something that I remember that I was supposed to, you know, like just tell you guys last night when I was giving you guys my life update. But I mean, yeah, aware. I also, just before I get into the topic of the night, I just also quickly wanted to, you know, like tell you guys that, it's okay, you know, to feel the way that you are feeling. You know, like the one thing that we forget is that we are human beings and the reality of human nature is emotions and feelings. So if you are going through a heartbreak, if you are going through a breakup, if you are grieving a relationship, if you, whatever, miscut, however you are feeling, it was exactly supposed to be like that. Because one thing that I'm also trying to teach myself is when I'm feeling, I'm feeling. And one thing about me, when I'm sick, I get into the sick zone until I get better, you know. And also when I'm going through my heartbreaks and whenever I'm going through those things, I try to, you know, like just give myself space to, you know, like get into that. So I don't get to bleed on people that didn't cut me, because that's how you heal. You know, when you try to, you know, like, act like you're okay when you know very well that you're not okay. Because there is no ways you are telling me you were so used to talking to this person 24/7, like you guys were in love, it was so lovey-dovey, you know, and then you go to not speaking again, like literally ghosting one another, and you want to act like you don't care, you know. So obviously the emotions are gonna catch up with you, but it's okay for you to feel exactly that, because it only defines that you are human, you know. So there's nothing wrong with that. But trust me, it's not always going to be like that. It's also reminding me of my first breakup that I had. It's how, you know, like how I was coaching you guys last night that, like, leave relationships alone. There's no trophy in trying to look for love in your 20s. I tried my best, you know, but I learned from the burst, and I'm not trying to repeat the same mistake. So I'm just trying to tell you guys, I can remember when I was going through my first breakup. I was working in Windhoek by then. I had a slot that night, ne? And I know I spoke a whole lot of nonsense. I don't even know what I was talking about. But trust me, it gets better with time. I posted the other day on my status that the calls that we used to cry for, we don't pick up no more. And that's me. The people that made us cry and made us say things that we didn't want to say, eh? Make us feel some type of way, you know? I mean, I'm going through this, but then I still have to attend. I'm going through, but I still have to go work. You get what I'm saying? You know? And here we are, man. Here we are. It always gets better with time. It does. But when you're going through it, mind you, like, It's going to be okay. It's not going to always be like that. But trust me, that you should zone in that. You know, be honest with your emotions, because when you die, they say rest in internal peace, because when you're gone, no more pain, no more nothing. You know, but for as long as you hear me, Scott, you are going to go through it. You know, what you can rather do, especially when it comes to, you know, like relationship hooters and stuff, what you can do is build yourself in your 20s and never fall for that trap. Very, very important. But before I also get into the topic of the day, I quickly wanted to say something. I relocated. I'm so excited. I relocated, but also one thing that I'm really picking up is how I can remember going at that place, you know, going at that place that I used to stay. I think I've been there for 5 months. I had rocky relationships with, you know, a lot of people, like rocky relationships in terms of, like, I really didn't get along with, because I'm a very quiet person. I'm very quiet. And when I don't know you, you know, I don't get to talk. Like, I'm always in my room. If I'm not doing nothing, like, if I'm not so used to you, I don't talk like that, you know? And, once I get used to you, that's how I become a podcast now. So I can remember I had a rocky relationship with this other girl. You know, she didn't like me. She never used to like me just because, you know, she felt like on David and stuff. But that was never the case. Like, girl, I just don't want to talk to you. You know, they're always open and narrow group, always trying to, you know, like just, you know, gossip and stuff. But I'm not into that. I'm like, Meska, do your thing. You know, and I don't even know you like that. So we recently started now getting along. I don't know. I think we just clicked one day. We're like literally having a conversation. And also some of my friends were there. So we were like literally just having a conversation. And then I think she was listening to me. She had been listening to me the whole time. And she felt like I was spitting buzz. I'm like, yeah. You know, so we started blending in. We had a conversation. And we kind of like also just have a lot in common, man. You know, so we sat down and started talking about these things. And it's how I just started, you know, like talking to her. And she kind of like just became so close to me. So right now she's the type of person that every time she even texted me yesterday morning. I went to town. She's like, good morning, because she wanted to come to me. Like, I just come for, like, I tell her that I give her the motivation that she needs in her life right now. You know, so that's what I do. And I just feel like she feels like I'm her safe space now. So she didn't know that I was leaving. So I went there and then she phoned me pegging. She's like, Duva, are you going? I'm like, I'm leaving. How could you betray me like that? Like, you took advantage of me. I'm like, but what did I do, my girl? But after me telling you everything and opening up to you, you leaving me. Now, where am I going to talk to? Where am I going to talk to? And I just feel like I'm that girl, you know, where people just feel safe around me. I'm a very bad person, you know, like from distance, because I don't talk to just people like that and stuff like that. Until you get close to me and we start blending in there. I feel like I'm young, ne? But I've lived 90 years or something, because with every other advice that you need from me, you know, I think I can give you my two senses about how I feel or think about certain things. If you need advice or anything like that, I'm like, I'm just a call away. I'm like, don't worry, my baby. I'm just a call away. You know, whenever you need me, whenever you need my words of encouragement, please just call me. But I mean, yeah, man, it's exactly 24 minutes past 9 o'clock, and this is the Thought and Digest show. Today we are going to talk about the unexpected deaths that are just happening left, right. Like, what's happening, Namibians? Fellow Namibians, like, what's going on? You know, I've really discovered that, they just a whole lot of things happening, when it comes to, you know, like now deaths recently, unexpected deaths, have been discovered lately, that there are a lot of young people being killed by strangers. What do you think would be the possible causes to this? So this is the topic for tonight. You can also go right ahead and call us in studio. Let's have a conversation about this. At the very end of the day, it's not for fun that we get to have such conversations, but we're just trying to find at least, maybe, just maybe, the possible solutions to such problems. It have been years. Our country is how old right now? Are we 34, 35 there? And we've been crying over the same mistakes, man. And we can't continue like this. Like, when will it ever get better? Like, we're so close to 2030, the vision that we have for the country. Yeah, that at least by then, we'll be grooving and maneuvering this life thing as Namibians. You know, in a very, cruising nicely, man. But things start getting, not even start, things have been getting worse. And worse on a daily. Like, what's going on? The number in studio is 8330. Am I saying it right though? 83366091. Yeah, that's our number line. The number in studio, I'm repeating that, is 83366091. But in the midst of all that, I got you covered when it comes to this. Here's Nicki Minaj with High School. Love this song so much. I'll be right back after this.
So great about myself, and then it just be completely shattered by one thing, by something so stupid. But then you make me feel crazy, you make me feel like it's my fault. I was in pain.
sipping on something. I can't compare to nothing I've ever known. I'm hoping that after this fever I'll survive. I know I'm acting a bit crazy, strung out a little bit hazy. Hand over heart, I'm praying that I'm gonna make it out alive. Shining like stars and screaming, lighting me up like Venus. But then you disappear and make me wait. And every second's like torture. Hell, I'm good no more. So filing away to let go. Baby, baby, no, I can't escape.
Thank you. Yeah, these are my only intentions. you don't need mentions. Don't care what I'm saying. They don't wanna be independent. Mind your business, we in our feelings. It's 50-50%. Attention, we need commitment.
At a time, it's a Sunday. We chilling. We know that series. We just definitely give you some tips. After addressing what I need to address right now, I'll definitely just be giving you some tips on how to really just be vigilant, you know. But from my 20, get the fuck. Katuru emoji no kujama nguru kono 20 ke numba. But when I nandande nde po imana ndo mo street nando mo doro ba unmarusho hokara. Cause I like putting on I love listening to music so much. Even when I'm in town or somewhere, like, I always have my earphones on. You know, on the way, then I need to talk on him and do him a corridor or number. What did he con manzo con my, and then he grabs your phone and whatnot. On jaranga, iranganga katuna understand. Ah, but you guys are doing hella a lot right now. It's exactly 43 minutes past 9 o'clock, and welcome back to the Thought and Digest show. I'm your host, Benedicta, and I hope you're having a beautiful, beautiful Sunday evening wherever you're finding yourself. I'll be here with you up until 12 o'clock. Talking about the recent deaths that are just happening, there's a very beautiful lady that also just got killed, that died just the other day, you know. Mara ano okamaz that dem you know kakwa chiko karu the kerimo vendu kahon omaro kuchaya nune omwayo ma yo uniform aho mambathifi omwanye mboka imahono muka kwa tepo. Shaji, I'm even reading right now, like on whose account? On Amshelelo's account. There is a beaten woman. Yeah, avengwa no katika rara eromesho gazinda kiweta fewe teko nonawa. Nota ningesku inahaki irongandu. It's not funny that I'm laughing, but I'm just like, hey man, you know? And she got robbed. And I'm also still just hearing, it's just that same car. I know, nengo, oh, how to hang on, anonjono? Don't dare, ne, no home. Oh, police. When that was salary, police are with their man so busy. Cause, something is just not make sure there. Something is honestly just not make sure. And I can remember there was, it's just how they are so slow on these things. And, by photo, I rang up to fekere timba jujiri, maroto, arauchi, shapua, numbanwano, are you also part of the gang or what's going on?
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before. Like, good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHB on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
There is a house, a friend's house that got robbed, was it last month? You know, they robbed it like daytime, literally. And there are even allegations, I know the neighbor saw the car, and also the guy just from around, you know? So something was supposed to be done. If you are the police officers, you know, and we are telling you, Kucha, there is a certain car that you guys also know about. Why can't you guys do investigations? Ndani kuna mwesi kwa kero wandiro nena ndi. Kapenike shicha ni mbapu. Oemba pirike dho hayana dho vini. Jai, what happened? We need a statement. O statement onge na mke hiro ngitha chikana. Ndesi kwa nena ngi. Kapenike shicha monika po. Kapenike nga kuchaya nwe ya dengero ngothi kutiwe ae chongati chacha. Like, it's just, you know. And I can remember that day because I was also part of the whole thing when it happened. I can remember my friend called me. I was at trade fair. And he called me like, bro, I just got home right now and the house got dropped. You know, so I was also part of the whole thing. I was trying to now make contacts. Like, I was trying to, you know, like, now give him the contacts that he need to call and all of that and all of that. I can remember they called me the next day. Apparently, they also need a statement from me because I'm the one that contacted them, you know. And they came to me at my place and then I gave them the statement. And it's how he was telling now the story because they came, the two of them. And it's how he was telling the story. Apparently, there's a man that lives, that stays somewhere there at my location that used to, or that also had a case, you know. I think he was robbed or something like that. And it's how a KIAW is at a police station. Which a name, man. Inimanja Haken, ano, inimanja nemwe yakapu. Ano, nungo nemwe matumamba yakapu. Because sometimes, honestly, it doesn't just make sense, you know. And one thing I have seen is that, I'm not even saying allegedly because it's something that I've seen. I think those people, they are also just working together with criminals. You know, like, mind you, the Pangwenga, it's most prohibited. Like, it's not, you know, it's not allowed. And I can remember there was a time, there's an incident that happened, I think it was 2022 if I'm not mistaken. There's an incident that happened where the police officers were supposed to, you know, like, be involved and they needed to come take that person, you know. And I can remember, Opoyaneka Kadona Wumondeto Kuchokuna Nefer and then the police harongerumena numbono, Henguian on Deta Uchamuto Hatumaka quite Hahemuto Hakafenya, Hatumaka quite ambedimia, a pity fenuni mambo. It was like literally in my eyes. Eh? Tai exchange uni mambo mara ngura shitadwa ununi mambo na ngwe zula tu savai tu rain tu jaya kwetu mbera kepa yokwana nenu nene ya kwetu we vigo kosala ri humenu shashi na oda utrangi ko kupa mara hono kupa ne kakuli monjira shashi ngura nga shandi wa andadi wa no chima shono. Also, I'm gonna give an excuse of okupa. You get what I'm saying? So I think, honestly speaking, I really don't know what's going on. But also, as much as we are like, we don't have, it's high unemployment rate, because when you going through, when you go through the comment sections, when these incidents are happening, nandoa hike kepanja koma rungura, ndeto hike panja la venamibie na munini, mamdo kuchae, no, somebody got killed, vele vele. People in the comment section are like, yeah. But, you know, it's high unemployment rate. You know, like, young people are living in poverty and all of that. We do understand we are all broke and living in poverty. But it does not give you reasons to go kill somebody's daughter. To go kill that person and rip out her tongue. It does not give you no reasons. How do you do that? As a human being, like, what's going on? You know, and it's just how we are kind of like normalizing that, you know, that it's okay that people are unemployed, then they should just do whatever the heck they want to do by killing people, like, really, no? You know, and one thing that people, gasko kamaz that dem yo hoti mochuge muni nandari can do ve, kapita mui nakamoni kaka. Shashi, why is it so hard to deal with that? By the same person. And you guys really want to tell me that there's nothing that you can do about that. Ay, uvenduko, okadoro. Yakwetu Namibia is a very small country, man. It's very small country. I'm even talking about Namibia. I'm not saying Windhoek. Uvenduko, okadoro, pokachona ngeno, man. Ngeno cha Monica Monare, ne? But I mean, your history keeps repeating itself. But also to my boys out there, it's also reminding me of a conversation that I really need to have with my people. That side. Eh? I quite don't know that I'm behaving. I don't know if I'm regretting, regretting because of the things that they did. There's no trophy in doing that. I do understand we are all starving and all that. I do understand we are unemployed and all of that. But at least, don't do something that is illegal. Neambe mamba mbuka musamo matang omaraka gano no matanga gano no guri. Mbamka musamo maraka gano mberanga muri upurenge chikene mka omwa uyamba omendere ronoere. Teke waro kuzakonzi. Yajika pita na waka. Ya kwenye meni medorongo mo. Tunike enanko saga, tunike fish rod saga, you know? And these are people that, that ate millions. Yari ya ruya mbambu ya wendelela. Pay for every pen. Oafa ne wa ninga poche. I think I can remember when that Namdia saga happened, ne? I was like, but these people are like already getting so much money. But the fact that they still want more. But now, the fact that you still want more. You want more. Marirandurine ya monguara. Ya kwetu hakutu wanga kesho umo holi mauli. Ma itofuro kulyangano ka. Itofuro kulyo chimachi kwe tere ka. Otolinga ha. Topwe aponga. Shasho wiko unumbo. That's how we living. Otopwe anga konghurohu. No konghurohu. Dito ningike kuchae. Paife mano nandi tumbike nandi yuke. Paife oho yuku. Ngwe toka hamwi. Ohofe ne waninga pochepo kuyuka mono. Mestriti na mwana muka nandithe unhakana chike chiki na mwana kuhako matunga anu ya rumenu omwari kukakuthano maraka mbwe kunesku ino kwa toka o problema ne huumbuthi nini mafamono. Those things are very addictive. They are very very addictive because when you start once ochafiko nushawa tameko kufenya ninga watameko kunomaro, there is no going back. So if you start once and then tolimo nawa uwede kutamu toto kali ya mocha pitiri la shuwa ya five. So you go right ahead and still do that again. Mara kune siku ino kwa tonyero. Ya kwenishu kwa itali tafumbige milena. Kaerie chichi kucha siku limwero mama siku. Ona ndika hamo dhero mwanda andi nimi mevura nda andi nangere mwanda andi kuruba. Ndategege mutu ndize mwanda hege umbo. Ndika hige nandoko ngele kaho chiveva kachimwore. Ditegele rike uno mwate. Ndukini ne pomo. Kayaria chichika. Ashike kapene siku ino kwato. Anuham ya kwetu inima. Things are like literally in your eyes. You can see these things are happening. Like nenga ano ya kwetu ano hono ku wana wa. Monjeliro mu wana wano. Oh, guys, there are just some things that I'm so scared of. Like, literally the same thing that I was telling you guys last night. That I do understand, like, I love and appreciate you, guys, as my brothers from prison that listen to me. But as much as you want me not to come visit you, I cannot with that place. I've never been there. It's a place that I see from far, but I cannot. It's scary for me. But like, uhamu tinendi jomuni munapo mpopso kuchaye haku. Madhurungo hangi wikenda amuzio. Uhoka hamone. Ndi hovuro kuza mombarangashi uinekera wali utozi mombarangi. Unoka uhachi kakara chiringini. I'm not trying to judge nobody. But I'm just saying prevention is better than. Okukerero kuvuro kupanga meniere. Andipo pina nguwe kucha. Ngenwike. Kawali wakuturu okuzako hoko mendele roho. Hokwe milio na ho walike ukatetoka na kano manjaja. Eh? Ngwe wapromiso milio na huya. Hmm? So tuno kukara, tuno kuhana ngwe mokachokosu watuku, atuku kwa tiki. Now you are choosing millions over your freedom. Don't be that person. Where are you now? It's not coming from a judgmental place, ne? But I'm just like, history must not repeat itself anymore. There was a video that I think I'm also just growing up. I don't know what's going on. There was a video that I watched on TikTok not so long ago. And it's how this guy was telling us about his thug life. You know? Onungeke ulimoluka, mbela nyeka miwole, anokushuku cha your name is your Brenda. Like your name is your brand, like you don't ruin your reputation like that. Eh, I'm not saying be perfect. But like, where prevention is better than cure, please go right ahead and do that. Please go right ahead and prevent that. Please don't ruin your brand over such things. Your reputation is very, very important. You're not doing it for people, but you're doing it for yourself. And that's how you aim and gain respect. There's a video that I was watching about a guy that used to be a thug at some point in his life. Né? And he's like, there's no trophy in doing those things. Onunye uli molukanda lwa kanjenge dilo molukanda la nawa. Eh? Odege ushivike ikayo marko panwa, eh? Yoning basha, o totu, o totu, iko nunombele. O winning kiki wa mal. Kesho kumo havro kumari, genge no man. Eh? Winning kiko vige winyawe, o leiki ni miko yonga. Kape non me olini mai man. Oto ada nenga kandorura, anope non me horura ya horige. Nobody likes that. You don't win game Marco Pamu Marukanda Mamutiga Nembere, when you can Bomutu Murihuamu robbing and go the door and what not. Okuzako Hachonga no a holy game man. Okuzako no se Shito Mutara Murime situation Avidingino. We are not judging you guys. We are not putting you guys on no pressure. We don't care, my brother. We don't care that you are in whatever situation. Shito survival to survive no line now and you know story where you're going when you we don't care whether you are driving or not. Geng ulipo neto tukujaya oto kayaka ningeuka ninge chiki uka kuthano ma umarakaga wa ningeuka dipaga anunaya anu shashua promisu milie na donumba ngwe ngura shero ouri modorongo odorongo njoka kiwe tiki wafauna shua ninga po shashisi hatu zimga otuchiki ya kuchanduva ngo kwa dipagero nungo. Katunesku tuka zimbega. Then you know Brenda where you are running for the rest of your life just because you wanted to drive. Shashike wali waroku zako. Waroku tuzira kono hini maroku izira kongwe mweneka. Wala uze kosa tukacheta. Ano mamu nanga selma. We don't care, bra. We are dealing with a lot of problems. Don't be that person. Okuzako hachonga. We understand where the problem came from. We understand why we are in situations that we are in. We understand, my scat, my brother, we do understand. There is no trophy in doing all that that you're doing. It comes with bad consequences. And it's not worth it. There's an incident that happened as well. Okamenu hea sheha manengore hea kokombayo ovuranji. That one haka kakadhiwa kefutanunu kakadhika peni. There's even a girl, a very young girl that was involved in such things. Onduva nuambera masikuha male weyapewa nukule yero rao. Now imagine ruining your youth over such things. Just imagine, just think about it, man. People have enough problems to worry about what's happening in whose life. To worry about the next person. We are dealing with a lot. Seamu hatu rarondangara tatalike meemburi. Eh? O hatu kakotharo kengurach. Ndero roka momse wanje muye kucha. Ano mara Maria nenguya. No, what is she doing with her life? Bruh, I'm telling you the problems are a lot. I'm like, man, what do I really need to do, man? Where to from here? We are dealing with our own things like you guys don't. And that's why I'm saying last night I was preaching about how much parents really need to be big and also how just the education system needs to just squeeze in that life skills, subject and just, you know, like program it on another level, bro. It's needed because you guys are not doing things for yourselves. You are doing things for the next person. And vele vele next thing you are in jail, then what? It wasn't supposed to be like that. Maromanga nenga tuli in the process in the midst of my brothers now, trying to change that. Eh? And ungevie munga. Kuchokuza kokuwe nderera mbori hakoka. Mboru yamba wenderera kukutha mwenye mbori hakoka. Maronda fa nduvo kanona hea Benedicta taka pupi ko ige leve makuchambori. Ini makai linga ashito itaraka. Manga nendu ngedu avia modoka. Ondara kupopsa na akwetumbe. Haiki hatha tarobi mbambe. Ya kwetumbe haiki hatha mo situation na hoku. Kwata po singwike kuchapai fengu. Oguno kupamu ike ni nangi ndera kanda aturi kusamo shashi. So tapu mbatu katareko kamaruwa hea toa promisu wa hea. We need to be extra vigilant. So what I'm going to do, I'm definitely going to give you the tips that you really need to comply to for you to be safe. Omwe imeta mo, yango jonga figiko ambo, monomu ale kanaremo. But for safety purposes, I do understand. But business-wise, like financially, when I'm trying to, you know, like progress, trying to progress in your business financially, it's not going to work this side. So hatu rondoko tina mo ambo. But I mean, also what I'm trying to say is, there was also a young girl, taxi happening or doing things there in Windhoek. So as much as I know we do, we bought the, Yango is very expensive and we don't have money for Yango. Not all of us can afford Yango. You get what I'm saying? You know, so I think we also just need to, apart from that, there are things that we need to start, you know, being vigilant with, to be just extra cautious. You know, we hear that, people are getting robbed. Opike turandu utosho etu, se cell phone na zetu, smartphone na zetu, zihadivuro kutukwathera kumarungura nga, tukongona ndironga, nengini mambino chironga, tukare hatu zisi gike umba. Shashita ndivuro kukara nga kandinongo zi the whole day, onugumondi nuno na wanja ulikuwa mbu ulina meme, anything can just happen. At least ongo zi hapaturuka, nengo nukara ulimombe, poke shethimbo is very important. So, yeah, a problem with engineer. At least you need to have a phone with you. You know, so I think instead of that, but where, you know, I know Samsung ambuya wa hipenya, no mbuya mbuya wa runombiru hu ha 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 mbuyi. I don't mind having that one again. Unane nduka kironga, nichuku johandi rongere KFC, nengu handi rongere peni peni. Nichuku johandi zimbuka, it's a 7-to-7 job, ha. Oh, chiri, chiri. Marotini ngeno mpera noka shashine the very end of the day ngeno ndati kuchae na durande nyutoshe noka karatike kanje he shandike kakufa ki anwike mbo anwike mbo yowara mbu inayari kukwirongera yowen okakara takanje okahande oprocessa kuhakwe mpisi nde kutamuguru nde kutamuguru seya wenu utsewe to wakana mangano kulika tuwete it's going to be a process again. So I think na tufike nike mbera engodhi kwa magumbo. Shashi ngangenge kina ngodho to ninginjeche. Shashi vengo ngashe vengo rame menguka. Oreke ya takonjero ngodhi. He kuchayo shima shange shitashi dulugu ya ka. Opone katu kihademo. Shashi shitoka pura njongodhi kuchongodho hiri peni. Ndeka ndihino to ninginjeche. Oto ninginjechiki. Shashi paife, nandene uzenge njo hakutu wanua mvendu kanua ngenge, kuna chandichin maithika na chohoze mkwa kuchokukara na cha. Ae, venganjike manu mwako kuchike, for as long as ongodhanje nga kwandi hatha ke umbo, ni maru wanjo kwa hiri kumbanga kapenike kuchuhani nga poche. Marapaife ongodhu wa hikufa, numaru wa hewe uro nga nudhigi nini, wa maweva agese giriga hea, o wakufa kwa hapu ya kwa kumbanga. Paife achika rungangini shon. Na tutari puta na wamoka amu. Manga ya mwame mema timba. Nuka adho na paifu hau joine ya genga adho. Tawie ndunge memsedhao. It's exactly 4 minutes past 10 o'clock. This is the Thought and Digest show. I'm your host, Benedicta, and I hope you're having a beautiful, beautiful Sunday evening. You can also go right ahead and call us in studio. We're having a very, very beautiful conversation tonight. The number in studio is 0833-366-091. I'm repeating that. The number in studio is 0833-366-091. It's a Sunday. We're chilling, playing music in the midst of it all. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back after this. Here's Nicki Minaj with Barbie Dreams.
Good evening and welcome. I'd like to welcome every one of you to Barbie's Dreams. Yay! Yay! That said, on to the video. Yeah.
R.I.P. to B.I.G. Classic shit. I'm looking for a nigga to give some babies. A handful of Weezy, sprinkle of babies. Man, I ain't got no type like Jimmy and Sway Lee's. But if he can't fuck three times a night, peace. I tried to fuck 50 for a powerful hour. But all that nigga wanna do is talk power for hours. Beat the pussy up, make sure it's a KO. Step your banks up like you moving that yayo. Somebody go and make sure Carucci okay though. I heard she think I'm trying to get a coochie to Quavo. They always wanna beat it up, goon up the pussy. Man, maybe I should let them auto-tune up the pussy. All these Bow Wow Challenge niggas lying and shit. Many steady wop niggas say I am my shit. Drake with the 100 million, always buying me shit. But I don't know if the pussy red though if he crying and shit. Meek still be in my DMs, I be having to duck him.
I used to pray for times like this.
Face ass when I fuck him. Man, Uzi is my baby, he ain't taking the L. But he took it literally when I said go to hell. Used to fuck with Young Thug, I ain't addressing this shit. Caught him in my dressing room, still in dresses and shit. I used to get this nigga with a list of testers and shit. How you want the pussy, can't say your S's and shit.
Dreams of fucking one of these little rappers.
I'm just playing, but I'm saying.
Dreams of fucking one of these little rappers.
I'm just playing, but I'm saying.
Dreams of fucking one of these little rappers.
I'm just playing, but I'm saying.
Dreams of fucking one of these little rappers.
When I used to have a crush on Special Ed. Shout out Designer, cause he made it out of Special Ed. You wanna fuck me, you gotta get some special head. Cause this pussy had these niggas on some special meds. Like Mike Tyson, he was fighting my shit. Talking about, yo, why you got these niggas fighting this shit? On the real, I should make these niggas rap for the pussy. Young and main lady, love, get the strap for this pussy. And I would've had a Odell Beckham banging the cake. Till I saw him hopping out of cars, dancing to Drake. I've been a five-star bitch, man, worth the Gotti. I'ma do that nigga Future Birdie, worth the Scotty. Had to cancel DJ Khaled, boy, we ain't speaking. Ain't no fat nigga telling me what he ain't eating. YG in the game with the hammer yelling gang gang. This ain't what I meant when I said a gang bang. Tekashi won the Minaj, I said Treyway. Curved him and went to Kim and Kanye way. M cop the Barbie dream house, then you can play the part. I ain't trying to bust it open in the trailer.
Dreams of fucking one of these little rappers.
I'm just playing, but I'm saying.
Dreams of fucking one of these little rappers.
I'm just playing, but I'm saying.
Dreams of fucking one of these little rappers.
I'm just playing, but I'm saying.
Dreams of fucking one of these little rappers.
I'm just playing, but I'm saying.
You know I'm all about them dollars. I be so.
Please call. You told me you'd come. I need you. You said so sweetly. I've been with you, but I'm standing here calling.
my money, fame, and power. Cause if so, that will forever go down my lamest hour. I should've kept you with me, getting at them nameless cowards. They was no match for you, couldn't defeat your prowess. I had to make them changes, I hope you understood. You see, for every bad, I did a ton of good. But you was underground, and I was mainstream. I live the life now that we would daydream. My only wish is you come enjoy it with me. Get on the conference calls, go meet the lawyers with me. The money came, yeah, tripled and quadrupled it. But I still miss us when we was just on some stupid shit. And I still fuck the media. They ridiculed you, never believed in ya. They just petted you, left you in all black. But dear old Nikki, please call. You told me you come.
Seriously, I am genuinely sorry for you, cause you clearly haven't been polanified. Like boring day at the Spani. Polanify your lunch hour with a delicious Polana curry. Chewing through yet another stale sandwich. Polanify your burger with a little mac and cheese. Tired of chewing the same shandy? Polanify your munchies with air-fried Polana pasta chips. Come on, life's too short for boring. Polanify every moment with Pasta Polana, a proud product of Namib Mills.
Levitation. I represent an entire generation. I hear the criticism loud and clear. That is how I know that the time is near. See, we become alive in a time of fear. And I ain't got time to fear.
Yankee Stadium with Jay's and Kanye.
Talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts or previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Safe and sound.
sabuna ima tina onjo. Chikao shafa sana na na longe shafa ya ishiwike moshiwana. Iye moya wo, ota ingongote samweni. Anage shafa ya namidia, onge jombwa na wa onjika. Seifa nina omaya kudo nirandi toma ye, yonge shafa ya ye kupipiramo Eagle FM Media House. Ngoe 22 meneha uu kakombanga nina. Kara omkoshi pareki uimopo iyo moe programa detu. Moambo dengera sama. Cuando la gente aquí, mira tu gato, Jerry Jamano Tano, o mi H. Y que lo sé, lo hago.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts or previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
It's exactly 24 minutes past 10 o'clock and welcome back to the Thought and Dige show. I'm your host, Benedicta, and I hope you're having a beautiful, beautiful Sunday evening wherever you're finding yourself. We are talking about deaths, unexpected deaths that have been happening left, right, and center in every corner of Namibia. I don't know what the heck is really going on, but I mean, while we're getting them, while I'm busy trying to give two senses to my boys and girls out there that are trying to survive through such ways, then let's do this. I'm going to give you some tips that you really need to comply to in order for you to prevent yourself from, you know, because it starts from robbing until you get beaten up, until they kill you, you know. Ngashke memengu, memikengu. Why not a third and one katana with a meme one jango don't go strain magutramu password that said to kaku the cocho heshiawa rungera kumbanga sina tu tiro kuku thige ota wupumike pai, you know? Omenyo won no. It's priceless. Pashana no menyo wuhemuma viga he ali maro hai kongwa omenyo gom tuna and uhara toke wada pen. You know? What you can at least do to not find yourselves in situations like this is if you are frightened, yell help or call 911. Problem and they take forever. It's like it's not even, they'll tell you there's no transport. Like here, they'll tell you there's no transport. But number one, what you can do is trust your instincts, you know. And if something or someone makes you uneasy, avoid the person or just leave. It's the same thing. I don't know. I know I'm out of topic right now. But when you're in a relationship, you know, trust your instincts, pardon me, because they're always right. You know, and energy never lies. When something feels off, something is off. You know, moka tekinga moto taramonga and there is not make sure it's like, what the heck is really going on? Trust your instincts. The cabs are a lot. Okamazda demio hawi momo vendu gaga. In fact, there is my boy who, John Chikuzwa shingo taxi mo. They say first, I don't know if he's still driving, but it's the safest transport of all times. Show confidence. And when it comes to this, walk at a steady pace. Keep your head up and avoid carrying lots of packets. Send the message that you are calm and confident. It's very, very important. Shami ke huendewa tira. If you keep your head up, like we tell you, you never know. Promotion in confidence and journey is because I'm also carrying my panga somewhere. You never know. Tira. Awai tata zikomesho hui, ndo tuli kumbad. Aya, itayama na pone fimbora wano kuli yoku, konja na mguha kuti wiketa. Mwe mendele waganjo. You know, do not wear headphones or look at your cell phone when walking. I mean, this is me, and I think I really need to stop it because I always have my headphones on, and because I hate when people stare and look. Like, why are you looking at me? I'm the type of person, I've got the audacity in me to just ask, Why are you looking at me? You know, so to also prevent the uncomfortability, Shashi, sometimes you walking there and people are like looking at you. It makes you very uncomfortable. So what I can rather do is just look mongodanje. It kind of like really gives me confidence. Also, you people in town, you must stop staring at people like that. Be observant. And when it comes to this, look around. Be aware of your surroundings and the people in them. Remain alert. Know who is walking behind and in front of you. Things to watch for include suspicious persons or vehicles, people who are wearing inappropriate clothing of the weather, example, face mask in the middle of summer, and people loitering around. You know, in fact, just leave your phone home. Leave your phone home. And this is exactly what I will start doing. I think leaving your phone home is really important. Or no quick game of vanilla, just to go buy something real quick. You're not even gonna take long. And you are carrying your whole iPhone 16 in your hands. Yeah? Don't you know, kamas that day me hono karu the game of vendu kamunaka kwan jangere nani. Ake kwethanga no iPhone and jochune na ho. Nyango kunusha kanu haku to atroma password da uka zeko. Uheko ye nembera. Don't be that person. Just leave your phone home. What they can do is maybe just slap you, shashi kuna chanu, and go home and go find your phone. Be extra cautious when it comes to transitional spaces. Example, walking from your car to your house. If your keys are equipped with a panic button, have your finger ready to press it. Always have your keys in hand.
Taife, ohanji mokuyadi. Nundaka, ni data, no shoyo o utumaraka mahupi. Onetwe kaime, oku futarume, oku yingarume, oku japandali, fio papa ndauka. Onda punga onetwe kaoyo, hai jira jira, ya fange. Umafikwa amwe, ohandi streaming, umafikwa amwe, ohandi popi, umafikwa amwe, ohandi ningaishe, poshika doshime. Pamina parateza, uinda holora, ameha ishipangiri, osho, paumwini. Dira dira, umakota fanoni, data, momkaro wili. Mwana parika, okutuma, kutumaraka, okustreaminga, na okudenga pamina parates. Konga, parates, Namibia.
Always, always okay.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
What you can still do is, you must have family members meet you outside when arriving home. Talking about Ponduka Mono, at any point, Jashiamo Puki and Robin Giromo, Nemuka Kufini Maini, Nemuke Konja Nemuka Strain, Nemuka the Pawenga Muse, or Masoka Genam Senantung. So make sure that you tell your family members that you're coming so they meet you outside. Get to know your neighbors. Now, if you are dropping me off as a taxi, ne? As a taxi driver, you should wait for me until I go in the house. I can remember when I was in Windhoek, my driver, that used to drop me home, after my shows, he would always, I mean, he's a homeboy though. He would always wait for me to go. Get to know your neighbors where you live and work. The problem is that you guys don't talk to your neighbors anymore. There is an incident, not an incident actually, but this is something that I was talking, I was like literally having a conversation with friends the other day. We seated, openiko kanaka miko puchi ndawetu. Ndei haka kundrikan. O hake ndike kanpanu. Ngaitandi tukushauza kanje niwe utukunde. Maitufu kaa tuende panje. Tundo otpe ndepo hafa tuende pe mkazi hazipubika. Nde kukokoro ali ipadha peshe mono. Tuende ne utocho tuende putike. Pape nge nguwa hiko mesho hono as small as you are. Nde tui tukona ndombra hikutitha or something. Nde ngange kandifuro kuhiganda nda huvunji. Oponi hoka garuka tocha ae mema kukwe kwa seri njenda rambwa kombra. Nengo poka karuka uningengin. You guys don't talk to your neighbors. You guys don't even know each other. You don't even know who lives in the next. I'm not saying you should come from work every day and come greet me. But at least let's have that type of relationship where we know that we are neighbors. You know, we don't get to see each other. Maybe when I'm coming in the house, you're still at work and stuff. It doesn't necessarily mean that you should always come to my house and greet me. But the type of connection that we should have is the type of connection where if something is happening home, you are a call away. I'm like, my skirt, there are boys at my door, my house door. Can you come outside? You get what I'm saying? And you guys don't talk to neighbors anymore. It's not just that. Because anything can happen. You don't talk to me, you are my neighbor. Me gumboto thiki muno number uno na hutin. Wasa me kondironga. Nandefe, nandipite po. Nengo pato katamigero gupopsa maka. Yeah, horike, this is life and anything can happen. So please, when it comes to this, make sure that you get to know your neighbors, or where you work and stuff. And it's Zimbulukarie, or who is this lady? Hakoshwanu Mipara and whatnot. She has that business, Wilka G, I think that's her handle on TikTok. And she was saying the other day that this whole tendency that we have, you know, Otoyamo takes some ototada, Mara, to just, I'm not saying you must greet us one by one and be like, apo meme apo tate. Just say hello. You are done. I understand we are all going through things and stuff, ne? But just say hello. Kuchanda fikananga mundi mo taxi mu. Pero kana yaka tine, no nembo nui hamwe ndi namu liana simbori mwenge angu apundu kama nda topundu kile mono. Ngwesho ya mo taxi wafa wa hatha mwe mbombera, you don't wanna talk to us. Opone atuka, opone hokachameme, kwa serinje, nengo opone hokachache. Even at your workplaces, bruh. Get to greet your colleagues. Talk to these people. Because one day when something happens to you, then what? I'm not saying be friends. I'm not saying it's, there's no trophy in becoming friends with your colleagues. Do your job and go home. But make sure that you have a connection with these people. In case something just happens at work. Wangabuki yemo, mboro ya kironginoli. Deze shashi wapapi na zatu pitipu. But at least if you greet people and you have a connection with us, it's very important. So get to know your neighbors. That's something that I spoke about right now. Stick to well-lighted streets and well-populated areas. Avoid shortcuts, wooded areas, alleys, and isolated parking lots and garages. You know, one thing about me, Nandande and Rusi, Kwandaro, Ondoro, Kwendera, Kopate, Ndavanda, Rambo, Pate, in case, Komeshwa nje kwa za kwa itaya fire rokusandi sanji. Mopata umika ndi humbida. So obviously, shatinga kunda imopata mwenye hoto shatizi hui itada adhibot senjega. You know? Adhiskamike, yombano tatondoka pumos. So just make sure that you walk at least a populated places where you can scream and somebody will be able to hear you. Safety in numbers, walk with friends or in a group. It's very, very important. Stop walking alone. Never flash large amounts of money and other valuables. Robbers are often tempted by money, some jewelries and clothing and electronics. You know, that's why I was talking about it. And I'm like, Nunja Tombo, stop carrying your wallet at night. Stop carrying your documents. There is no trophy in always carrying your documents with you. I understand, I know I can't see hakakarapo and whatnot, but no. We are losing our documents. Every now and then you are going on people's statuses, help me find my documents. Prevention is better than cure. Leave your documents home. Leave your wallet at home if you have to. And come back if you are going to buy something for $100. Leave the house with $100. Not your whole $1,000. Achivuko moke yo video motoke ifika moka Mazda demio keniho. Mochiri chiri. Leave those things at home. They are very tempting to those people that don't want to work for themselves. Ngoka dipagero nge yo. We don't want that. There is no trophy in walking around with your kanjato. Ngo kanjato koweka thiki ke umbo. Ngo zo ifika ke umbo. Oto himodoro patoka tara shitoka tara. Na kwa na teksi hiko kama za demi ongura shitende nenge shitende pungwe mwite kushikile no mbeta shasho kuchuja mwe kunacha. Nde ongwe o shashika ushu kuchoma liko koko koko kathika ki umbo hui. Those people don't care. Oto kendano ka iPhone 16 na modoro pa in case awa arae umone mo ya kwenimba wa skola na ya mwene kuchowa elevate. Achifuka waka kari ino chunana koke umbo ne. Don't be that person. Do not use ATM machines at night. You know, robbers often wait for individuals to withdraw money when it's dark outside. Never approach an ATM machine when you are if you are uneasy about people nearby. Don't do that. You know, use well-lighted public transportation stops. And during a robbery, this is now to the members or to the member that got robbed yesterday or today, while we are but what you could do, what you can do, what should have done was stay calm and don't resist. Do as instructed. Don't make sudden moves. Keep your hands inside at all times. Get a look at the robber, but don't stare. Do your best to look for something distinctive about the suspect or suspects and take note of the type of weapon, getaway vehicle, etc. Personal safety first. Money and property is not important and it can be replaced. Don't chase or follow the robber. Let the police catch the robber. Don't fight that fight. You know, but also just avoid finding ourselves in situations like this. What we can rather do is to just not walk away or walk around with such things. You know, don't walk around with your money. Don't walk around with your cell phone so that next time, nanduna no kanjat, mokanjat, monostaka, patruna, mona, adem, we go toilet paper, hoi, we pushura kemali. Otai chiningichik. But it's exactly 40 minutes past 10 o'clock. This is the Thought and Digest show. I'm your host, Benedicta, giving you the very, very important, very crucial tips that you need for tonight because there's so much happening, hey? But in the midst of all that, I got you covered when it comes to great, great music. Here's Justin Bieber with Purpose. Have a purpose of preventing yourself from these robbers. I'll be right back after this.
To reach, and you've given me the best. just like try my best not to let this happen again. We weren't necessarily put in the best position to make the best decisions. You can't be hard on yourself for these were the cards you were given. So you have to understand that these, like, that's not who you are. You know you're trying to be the best you can be, but that's all you can do. If you don't give it all you got, you're only cheating yourself. Give it all you got. But if it ends up happening, it ends up happening. That's what's happening with me. It's like, God, I'm giving it all I got. Sometimes I'm weak and I'm going to do it. And it's like, I'm not giving myself grace. I'm just like understanding that's just how it is.
Sala
Basuli Bebeles, who known Taba Becheveles, Pinanga was Tabele, Dali Wanga to Tano, it's a safari. Safari, a ship soon and salad. Now we knock out Santa, Tano.
I'm gonna make you mine.
Kirofabuna, Imatina, Omjo. She calls a father and a man, and she fires you, and she wanna. Here, my hour, or thing about the family. And I just fire you and a media on the John Banawa, Omjika. So if I mean, Omeguro, need any toma, yea, you'll get your fire over to Piramo, if you left for media house. Wait 22 minutes, Ukamanga Nina. Kara on Pashipareki, we know for your more program, and get to Mambo, then get a summer.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the
eye. It's exactly 58 minutes past 10 o'clock and welcome back to the Thor and Daiji show. I'm your host, Benedicta, and I hope you're having... Good evening, Eagle FM.
Good evening.
Yes, my love.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
What?
Is it Clementine? Oh, Polilia Manje. Oh, Uri Nawa. Okay, Pago Chokata Mugurunga. Oh, I got up. You know, Zapata Miko. Opoyapo. So now, where do I start? Today. We are talking about wamona nga numba anumbaya ninge sikunga ambatavi pa wiki ko waliendicha no kama za demyo anwa kelimo vindu kama ni nokuva
ekuva
ha inomona no ko posta hamcherero pale atura kongurwa ni umazindo merwa apewa kapinyani apewa kapinyani da kuvinima which is not funny. But I'm just trying to look at what can we then do. Chajinga five ngashi nepo pero bingamo ngashi memengono athiwa no meshoga pata kwa kuthwi ni mae takuthwa noho imarua yo 7000 daga kufa ko kombanga. So imarua inji mani he torongo to sekera mi bru man torongo to
program it on another level, bro. It's needed. Because you guys are not doing things for yourselves. You are doing things for the next person. And vele vele next thing you are in jail. Then what? It wasn't supposed to be like that. Maromanga nenga tuli in the process in the midst of my brothers now, trying to change that. Eh? And ungevie munga. Kuchokuza koku enderera mbori hakoka. Mboru ya mba wenderera wa kukutha mwenye mboli hao ka. Maro ndafa nduvo kanona hea Benedicta taka pupiko ige leve makuchamboli. Ini makai linga ashito itaraka. Mangane endu ngedhu adhi ya mwodo ka. Ondara kupopsa na kwetumbe. Haiki hatha tarobi mbambe. Ya kwetumbe haiki hatha mo situation na hoku. Kwa tapo singwike kuchapa ife ngu, uguno kupamwike ni nangi ndera kanda turi kufamo shashi. So tapu mba tuka tareko kamaruwa hea tuwa promisuwa hea. We need to be extra vigilant. So what I'm going to do, I'm definitely going to give you the tips that you really need to comply to for you to be safe. Omwe imeta mo, yango jonga fikiko ambo, monomu ale kanare mo. But for safety purposes, I do understand. But business wise, like financially when I'm trying to, you know, like progress, trying to progress in your business financially, it's not gonna work this side. So how to ndoko tina muamba. But I mean, also what I'm trying to say is, there was also a yango taxi happening or doing things there in Windhoek. So as much as I know we do, we bought the yango is very expensive and we don't have money for yango. Not all of us can afford yango. You get what I'm saying? You know, so I think we also just need to, apart from that, there are things that we need to start, you know, being vigilant with, to be just extra cautious. You know, we hear that people are getting robbed. Anota kufengo dhao na meme nengunu acho meshonga patangunu akufongo dhie movendu konena ndiwete kuchonena eh ta kufongo dhile lako fosa kuchongo dhinjino heta tulamu epina setuka kusekochi mariwashi. Maono wahikironga, I do understand. Berana tuenu ta, tulimuta ostoka hutoshe me stora le raha hakwata miti moga. Opike turandu utosho etu, se cellphone na zetu, smartphone na zetu zihadivuro kutukwathera kumarunguranga. Tuko ngona ndironga, nengini mambi nochironga, tukare hatudhisi gike umba. Shashi tani vro karanga kandinongo di the whole day. Eh, onugumondi nuno na wanja ulikuwa mbu ulina meme. Anything can just happen. At least ongo diha paturuka, nengo nukara ulimombe, because she thinks it's very important. So, yeah, a problem with injinai. At least you need to have a phone with you. You know, so I think instead of that, pamwe, you know, I know usamsang ambuya wa hipenya, no mbuya mbuya wa runombiri hu ha 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 mbuyi. I don't mind having that one again. Una nenduka kironga ndichuku johandi rongere KFC nengu handi rongere peni. Ndichuku johandi zimbuka it's a 7-to-7 job. O chiri. Hmm? Maro chiri ngeno mpera noka. Shashine the very end of the day ngeno tati kuchae. Naturande nyutoshe no kakara tike kanje he. Shandike kakufa ki mbo. Anuike mbo yo wala mbu inaya liko kuirongera yowen. Okakala takanjo okahando processa kuhakwe mpisi nde kutamuguru nde kutamuguru. Se ya wenu utse weto wakana mangano kulika tuwete. It's going to be a process again. So I think natufike nike mbera ngodhiko magumbo. Shashi ngangenge kina ngodho to ninginjeche. Shashi vengo ngashe vengo rame menguka. Oreke ya takonjero ngodhi heku chayo shima shange jitashidulugu ya ka. Opone katu kihademu, shashishi toka pura njongo dhiku chongo dhoa hili peni. Ndeka ndi hino oto ninginjeche? Oto ninginjechiki. Shashipa ife, nandene uzenge njo hakutu anuwa mvendu kanuwa ngenge, kuna chandi chini maathika na chohoze mkwa kuchukara na cha. Ae, venga njike manu mwako kuchike, for as long as ongo dhanje nga kwandi hatha ke umbo, ni maru wanjo kwa hili kumbanga kapenike kuchuhani nga poche. Marapa ife ongo dhuwe hii kufa, ni maru wahe we uro nga nudhigi nini, wa maafa agese giriga hea, o wakufa kwa apu ya kwa kumbanga. Paifa chika runga ngini shon. Na tutari puta na wahmoka, manga ya mwame mema timba, nuka dho na paifa haujo ine genga dho. Tawie ndunge memsedhao. It's exactly 4 minutes past 10 o'clock. This is the Thought and Digest show. I'm your host, Benedicta, and I hope you're having a beautiful, beautiful Sunday evening. You can also go right ahead and call us in studio. We're having a very, very beautiful conversation tonight. The number in studio is 0833-366-091. I'm repeating that. The number in studio is 0833-366-091. It's a Sunday. We're chilling, playing music in the midst of it all. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back after this. Here's Nicki Minaj with Barbie Dreams.
Good evening and welcome. I'd like to welcome every one of you to Barbie's Dreams. Yeah. That said, on to the video. Yeah!
R.I.P. to B.I.G. Classic shit. I'm looking for a nigga to give some babies. A handful of Weezy, sprinkle of babies. Man, I ain't got no type like Jimmy and Sway Lee. But if he can't fuck three times a night, I tried to fuck 50 for a powerful hour. But all that nigga wanna do is talk power for hours. Beat the pussy up, make sure it's a KO. Step your banks up like you moving that yayo. Somebody go and make sure Carucci okay though. I heard she think I'm trying to get a coochie to Quavo. They always wanna beat it up, goon up the pussy. Man, maybe I should let them auto-tune up the pussy. All these Bow Wow Challenge niggas lying and shit. Many steady wop niggas say I am my shit. Drake with the 100 million, always buying me shit. But I don't know if the pussy red though if he crying and shit. Meek still be in my DMs, I be having to duck him.
I used to pray for times like this.
Face ass when I fuck him. Man, Uzi is my baby, he ain't taking the L. But he took it literally when I said go to hell. Used to fuck with Young Thug, I ain't addressing this shit. Caught him in my dressing room, still in dresses and shit. I used to get this nigga with a list of testers and shit. How you want the pussy, can't say your S's and shit.
Dreams of fucking one of these little rappers.
I'm just playing, but I'm saying.
Dreams of fucking one of these little rappers.
I'm just playing, but I'm saying.
Dreams of fucking one of these little rappers.
I'm just playing, but I'm saying.
Dreams of fucking one of these little rappers.
When I used to have a crush on special ed. Shout out designer cause you made it out of special ed. You wanna fuck me, you gotta get some special head. Cause this pussy had these niggas on some special meds. Like Mike Tyson, he was fighting my shit. Talking about yo, why you got these niggas fighting this shit. Wanna real, I should make these niggas rap for the pussy. Young and main lady, love, get the strap for this pussy. And I would've had a bell bevel banging the cake. Till I saw him hopping out of cars, dancing to Drake. I've been a 5-star bitch, man, worth the Gotti. I'ma do that nigga Future Birdie, worth the Scotty. Had to cancel DJ Khaled, boy, we ain't speaking. Ain't no fat nigga telling me what he ain't eating. YG in the game with the hammer yelling gang gang. This ain't what I meant when I said a gang bang. Tekashi won the Minaj, I said Treyway. Curved him and went to Kim and Kanye way. M cop the Barbie dream house, then you can play the part. I ain't trying to bust it open in the trailer.
Dreams of fucking one of these little rappers.
I'm just playing, but I'm saying.
Dreams of fucking one of these little rappers.
I'm just playing, but I'm saying.
Dreams of fucking one of these little rappers.
I'm just playing, but I'm saying.
Dreams of fucking one of these little rappers.
I'm just playing, but I'm saying.
You know I'm all about them dollars. I be so.
I'm
power. Cause if so, that will forever go down my lamest hour. I should've kept you with me, getting at them nameless cowards. They was no match for you, couldn't defeat your prowess. I had to make them changes, I hope you understood. You see, for every bad, I did a ton of good. But you was underground, and I was mainstream. I live the life now that we would daydream. My only wish is you come enjoy it with me. Get on the conference calls, go meet the lawyers with me. The money came, yeah, tripled and quadrupled it. But I still miss us when we was just on some stupid shit. And I still fuck the media. They ridiculed you, never believed in ya. They just deaded you, left you in all black. But dear old Nikki, please call. You were told me, you come.
Seriously, I am genuinely sorry for you, because you clearly haven't been polanified. Like boring day at the Spani, polanify your lunch hour with a delicious Polana curry, chewing through yet another stale sandwich. Polanify your burger with a little mac and cheese. Tired of chewing the same shandy? Polanify your munchies with air-fried Polana pasta chips. Come on, life's too short for boring. Polanify every moment with Pasta Polana, a proud product of Namib Mills.
I represent an entire generation. I hear the criticism loud and clear. That is how I know that the time is near. See, we become alive in a time of fear. And I ain't got time to fear. Cry my eyes out.
you go hard, your nays become yays. Yankee Stadium with Jays and Kanye.
You can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts or previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the Ara Ara.
Safe and sound.
kutekira kabo na ima tina onge chikao shafa sana na na longe shafa ya ishiwike moshiwana iyo moya wo ota ingongote samweni anage shafa ya namibia onge chombwa na wa onjika seifa nina omaya kuro nirandi toma ye yonge shafa ya ya kutekira mo igelefe media house ngoe 22 meneha uka kombanga nina kara onge shifra iki uimoto iyo moe programa detu moambo dengera sama Cuando hay otra team, la tunda tu real y jamás no está, ¿no? O mi H. Y que lo hacemos.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts or previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
It's exactly 24 minutes past 10 o'clock and welcome back to the Thought and Die show. I'm your host, Benedicta, and I hope you're having a beautiful, beautiful Sunday evening wherever you're finding yourself. We are talking about deaths, unexpected deaths that have been happening left, right, and center in every corner of Namibia. I don't know what the heck is really going on, but I mean, while we're getting them, while I'm busy trying to give two senses to my boys and girls out there that are trying to survive through such ways, then let's do this. I'm going to give you some tips that you really need to comply to in order for you to prevent yourself from, you know, because it starts from robbing until you get beaten up, until they kill you, you know. Ngashke memengu, memikengu. Why not the third thing when I got done? I would have made me one jango to go strain my good drama password. I said to Kakuse, Kocho, Heshia, Rungera, Kumbanga, Sina to Tiro Kuku, Thiga, Ota, Wupumika, you know? Oh, when you're one, no. It's priceless. But I don't know when you're with him, my bigger hair, I didn't know how you can go. Oh, when you're going to Nando, Hara, Toke, Wada, Pen. You know? What you can at least do to not find yourselves in situations like this is if you are frightened, yell help or call 911. Problem and they take forever. It's like it's not even, they'll tell you there's no transport. Like here, they'll tell you there's no transport. But number one, what you can do is trust your instincts, you know. And if something or someone makes you uneasy, avoid the person or just leave. It's the same thing. I don't know. I know I'm out of topic right now. But when you're in a relationship, ne, you know, trust your instincts, pardon me, because they're always right. You know, and energy never lies. When something feels off, something is off. You know, moka tekinga moto taramonga and there is not make sure it's like, what the heck is really going on? Trust your instincts. The kebs are a lot. Okamazda demio, how we are momo vendu gaga. In fact, there is my boy who, John Chikuzwa shingo teximo. The safest, I don't know now if he's still driving, but it's the safest transport of all times. Show confidence. And when it comes to this, walk at a steady pace. Keep your head up and avoid carrying lots of packets. Send the message that you are calm and confident. It's very, very important. Shami ke huendewa tira. If you keep your head up, like we tell you, you never know. Promotion in your confidence and journey is because I'm also carrying my panga somewhere. You never know. You know, do not wear headphones or look at your cell phone when walking. I mean, this is me, and I think I really need to stop it because I always have my headphones on, and because I hate when people stare and look. Like, why are you looking at me? I'm the type of person, I've got the audacity in me to just ask,
Why are you looking at me? You know, so to also prevent the uncomfortability, Shashi, sometimes you walk in there and people are like looking at you. It makes you very uncomfortable. So what I can rather do is just look mongodanje. It kind of like really gives me confidence. Also, you people in town, you must stop staring at people like that. Be observant. And when it comes to this, look around. Be aware of your surroundings and the people in them. Remain alert. Know who is walking behind and in front of you. Things to watch for include suspicious persons or vehicles, people who are wearing inappropriate clothing of the weather, example, face mask in the middle of summer, and people loitering around, you know. In fact, just leave your phone home. Leave your phone home. And this is exactly what I will start doing. I think leaving your phone home is really important. Or no, get more vanilla just to go buy something real quick. You're not even gonna take long. And you are carrying your whole iPhone 16 in your hands. Yeah? That is your camera's the day me hono karu the game of vendu kamunaka kwan jangere nani. Ake kwethanga no iPhone and Joe Chune naho. Nyango kunusha kanu haku to a drama password the oka zeko. Hm? Uheko e nembera. Don't be that person. Just leave your phone home. What they can do is maybe just slap you, Shashi kunachanu, and go home and go find your phone. Be extra cautious when it comes to transitional spaces. Example, walking from your car to your house. If your keys are equipped with a panic button, have your finger ready to press it. Always have your keys in hand.
Taife o handi mo kuyadi nundaka ni data no shoyo o utumara kama hupi unetu wekaime o kufutarumwe o kuyingarumwe o kujapandali fio papa ndaoka o ndapunga unetu weka oyo hai jira jira ya fange o mafikuwa amwe o handi streaming o mafikuwa amwe o handi popi o mafikuwa amwe o handi nigaishe poshika doshime pamwina parateza uinda holora ame ishi pangiri osho pa umwini dira dira umakota fanoni data momkaro wili mwana parika ukutuma kutumaraka ukustreaminga na ukudenga pamwina parateza konga parateza Namibia always
my friend, why do you seem so worried?
What you can still do is you must have family members meet you outside when arriving home. Talking about Ponduka Mono, at any point, Jashiamo Puki and Robin Giromo, Nemuka Kufini Mani, Nemuke Konja Nemuka Strain, Nemuka the Pawenga Muse, or Masoka Genam Senandung. So make sure that you tell your family members that you're coming so they meet you outside. Get to know your neighbors. Nangwa, if you're dropping me off as a taxi, ne? As a taxi driver, you should wait for me until I go in the house. I can remember when I was in Windhoek, my driver, they used to drop me home, after my shows. He would always, I mean, he's a homeboy though. He would always wait for me to go. Mekumbonda andi hediriremo, opkata mekokushingana. Get to know your neighbors where you live and work. The problem is that you guys don't talk to your neighbors anymore. There is an incident, not an incident actually, but this is something that I was talking, I was like literally having a conversation with friends the other day. We seated, openiko kanaga mko puchi ndawetu. Ndei haka kundrikan. O hake ndike kan panu. Ngai tandi tukushauza kanje niwe utukunde. Maitufu kaa tuwe ndepa anje. Tundo tuwe ndepa wafa tuwe ndepa mkazi hadipubika. Nde kukokoro li ipadha peshe mono. Tuwe ndene utocho tuwe ndepa uchike. Pape nge nguwa hiko mesho hono as small as you are. Nde tui tukona ndombra hiku tida or something. Nde ngange kandifuro kuhiganda nda huvunji. Oponi hoka garuka tocha ae mema kukwe kwa seri njenda rambra kombra. Nengo poka karuka uningengin. You guys don't talk to your neighbors. You guys don't even know each other. You don't even know who lives in the next. I'm not saying you should come from work every day and come greet me. But at least let's have that type of relationship where we know that we are neighbors. You know, we don't get to see each other. Maybe when I'm coming in the house, you're still at work and stuff. It doesn't necessarily mean that you should always come to my house and greet me. But the type of connection that we should have is a type of connection where if something is happening home, you are a call away. I'm like, my skirt, there are boys at my door, my house door. Can you come outside? You get what I'm saying? And you guys don't talk to neighbors anymore. It's not just that. Because anything can happen. You don't talk to me. You are my neighbor. Me gumboto thiki muno number uno na hutin. Wasa me kondironga. Nandefe, nandipite po. Nengo pato katamiro gupopza maga. Yeah, horike, this is life and anything can happen. So please, when it comes to this, make sure that you get to know your neighbors, or where you work and stuff. Andi Dzimbulukarie, or who is this lady? Hakoshwanu Mipara and whatnot. She has that business, Wilka G, I think that's her handle on TikTok. And she was saying the other day that this whole tendency that we have, you know, otoyamo teks omototada, mara, to just, I'm not saying you must greet us one by one and be like, apo meme apo tate, just say hello. You are done. I understand we are all going through things and stuff, ne? But just say hello. Kuchanda fika nanga mwendiri moteksi mu. Pefo kana ya kati ne, no nembo nui hamwe ndi na mu, liana ifimbori mwengi angu hapundu kama honda topundu kile mwono. Ngeju ya moteksi wafa wa hatha mwe mbwambere, you don't wanna talk to us. Opone atuka, opone hoka chameme, kwa serinje, nengo opone hoka chache. Even at your workplaces, bruh. Get to greet your colleagues. Talk to these people. Because one day when something happens to you, then what? I'm not saying be friends. I'm not saying there's no trophy in becoming friends with your colleagues. Do your job and go home. But make sure that you have a connection with these people. In case something just happens at work. Wangabuki yemo, mboro ya kironginoli. Deze shashi wapapina zatu pitipu. But at least if you greet people and you have a connection with us, it's very important. So get to know your neighbors. That's something that I spoke about right now. Stick to well-lighted streets and well-populated areas. Avoid shortcuts, wooded areas, alleys, and isolated parking lots and garages. You know, one thing about me, Nandande and Rusi, Kwandaro, Ondoro, Kwendera, Kopate, Ndavandarambo, Pate, in case, Komeshwa nje kwa za kwa itaya faya rukusa ndisanji. Mopato mwika ndi humbira. So obviously, shatinge kunda imomopate mwenye hoto shadizi huita thala adhibot senjeka. You know? Adhiskamike, yombano tatondo kapumos. So just make sure that you walk at least a populated places where you can scream and somebody will be able to hear you. Safety in numbers, walk with friends or in a group. It's very, very important. Stop walking alone. Never flash large amounts of money and other valuables. Robbers are often tempted by money, some jewelries and clothing and electronics. You know, that's why I was talking about it. And I'm like, Nunja Tombo, stop carrying your wallet at night. Stop carrying your documents. There is no trophy in always carrying your documents with you. I understand, I know I can't see hakakarapo and whatnot, but no. We are losing our documents. Every now and then you are going on people's statuses, help me find my documents. Prevention is better than cure. Leave your documents home. Leave your kanja, leave your wallet at home if you have to. And come back if you are going to buy something for $100. Leave the house with $100. Not your whole $1,000. Ati vuko moke yo video motoke ifika moka Mazda Demio keni ho mochiri chiri. Leave those things at home. They are very tempting to those people that don't want to work for themselves. Ngoka dipagero nge yo. We don't want that. There is no trophy in walking around with your kanjato. Ngo kanjato koka thiki ke umbo ngo do ifika ke umbo. Oto himodoro patoka tara shitoka tara. Na kwa na teksi hiko kamaza demi ongura shitende nenge shitende pungwe mwite kushikile no mbeda chasho kuchucha ngwe kunacha. Nde ongwe o shashika ushiku choma likoko kwa thika ki umbo hui. Those people don't care. Yeah? Oto kendano ka iPhone 16 na modoro pa in case awa arae umone mo ya kwenimba wa skola na wayamone kuchowa elevate. Achifuka waka kari no chunana kwa ki umbo ne. Don't be that person. Do not use ATM machines at night. You know, robbers often wait for individuals to withdraw money when it's dark outside. Never approach an ATM machine when you are if you are uneasy about people nearby. Don't do that. You know, use well-lighted public transportation stops. And, during a robbery, this is now to the members or to the member that got robbed. Yesterday, nengo today, while we are asiwa no meshoga zinda. But what you could do, what you can do, what should have done was stay calm and don't resist. Do as instructed. Don't make sudden moves. Keep your hands inside at all times. Get a look at the robber, but don't stare. Do your best to look for something distinctive about the suspect or suspects and take note of the type of weapon, getaway vehicle, etc. Personal safety first. Money and property is not important and it can be replaced. Don't chase or follow the robber. Let the police catch the robber. Don't fight that fight. Aye kapena hautu. Kapena hautu ngini ya no chini nga wame wafika nje kutumbaga na makoko ngodhisha ashi. Onda force wa niture mo password. You know? But also just avoid finding ourselves in situations like this. What we can rather do is to just not walk away or walk around with such things. You know? Don't walk around with your money. Don't walk around with your cell phone. So that next time, nanduna no kanjat, mokanjato mono shitaka patruna mona adem iko toilet paper hoyo kui pushura kemati. Otai chiningi chiki. But it's exactly 40 minutes past 10 o'clock. This is the Thought and Digest show. I'm your host, Benedicta, giving you the very, very important, very crucial tips that you need for tonight because there's so much happening, hey? But in the midst of all that, I got you covered when it comes to great, great music. Here's Justin Bieber with Purpose. Have a purpose of preventing yourself from these robbers. I'll be right back after this.
I'm breathing my last breath. Feeling like I'm walking my last steps. Look at all of these tears I've wept. Look at all the promises that I've kept. I put my is my soul to keep. I'll let you in with all that I can. You're not hard to reach, and I must be with the best gift that I've ever known. You give me purpose. Yeah, you give me journey's come to an end. Sending out a farewell to my friends. Five in a piece. Ask her to forgive me for my sins. Hold on to please. I'm more than grateful for the time we spent. My spirit's at ease. Learn the lessons you teach. No matter when, wherever I am, you're not hard to reach. And you've given me the
me just like try my best not to let this happen again. We weren't necessarily put in the best position to make the best decisions. You can't be hard on yourself for these were the cards you were given. So you have to understand that these, like, that's not who you are. You know you're trying to be the best you can be, but that's all you can do. If you don't give it all you got, you're only cheating yourself. Give it all you got. But if it ends up happening, it ends up happening. That's what's happening with me. It's like, God, I'm giving it all I got. Sometimes I'm weak and I'm gonna do it. And it's like, I'm not giving myself grace, I'm just like understanding that's just how it is.
Oh,
go take it off a wuna in Matina Omjo. She calls a fast and anana, long as she wana. Iye moya wo, ota ingo goti samweni. Ana jasifa iwe na nidia, ondutombwa na wa onjika. Seifa nina omaya kudo, nirandi toma iye, yongeshifa yoyo kupitira mo, ikelefe media house. Ngoe tuende tu imeneha uu kakombanga nina. Kara omkwa shipareki, uwe po iwe moe programa detu. Moambo, dengira sama, onara heta timu. Ndatu ndatu, heari hamano tano, omiyaji. Ikelefe, so hai.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the
I. It's exactly 58 minutes past 10 o'clock and welcome back to the Thought and Digest show. I'm your host, Benedicta, and I hope you're having... Good evening, Eagle FM.
Good morning.
Yes, my love.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
What?
Is it Clementine? Oh, Paulina Manje. Oh, uli nawa. Okay, pa ko choka tama ko kuronga. Oh, akara opo kino kuzapeta meko?
Apo nja.
Opo ya po. Persona, where do I start? Today. We are talking about wamona nga anumbaya ninge sikunga ambatavi pa wiki yako waliendicha no kama zda demio anuwa kerimo vindu kamoni ino kuva
ekuva
ha inomona ano koposta ha mcherero atura kongurga di uma zindo melua apewa kapinyani apewa kapinyani da kuzvinima which is not funny. But I'm just trying to look at what can we then do. Chajinga paipe ngashi nepo pe robinga mo. Ngashi memengono athiwa no mesho gapata. Ukwa kuthwi ni mae. Takuthwa noho imaruwa yo 7,000 daka kuthwa koko mbanga. So imaruwa inji mani he torongoto sekera mi bru mani. Torongoto